You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. We've been hearing a lot lately about student protests over racial issues on college campuses. Over the weekend in Los Angeles, students at Occidental College ended a nearly week-long sit-in when the administration agreed to increase funding for diversity initiatives. Students have forced changes at universities like Yale and the University of Missouri in Columbia. A frequent demand, resources for Black students and other ethnic minorities, like dedicated cultural centers. Yale did include student cultural centers in its new programs, and this week Brown University pledged $100 million to diversity efforts over 10 years, and that also included additional resources for the Brown Center for Students of Color. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR, Amy Scott reports on the value of the campus cultural center.
When Jeffrey Beckham Jr. was in college, the Black Culture Center was a refuge on a predominantly white campus. It had everything from poetry readings and live jazz to study groups and networking opportunities.
As an African-American student, the Black Culture Center offered amenities and culture and comfort that you may have been hard-pressed to find in other areas of the campus.
That campus was the University of Missouri in Columbia, where earlier this month the chancellor and system president resigned after students protested their handling of racist incidents. Not long afterward, the sign at the Gaines Oldham Black Culture Center was vandalized. Beckham, who graduated in 2003, remembers seeing a Confederate flag flown from a dorm window. He says the Black Culture Center was much more than a place to hang out.
It effectively provided a social environment and a community that allowed you to connect with other students to do the ultimate thing that we were there for, which is matriculate through college and get a degree.
The first Black cultural centers emerged in the late 1960s as the civil rights movement led to a push to make college campuses more inclusive. Edward Pittman went to Vassar College in the early 1980s when the intercultural center was just a space in the basement of a dorm. He's now associate dean for campus life and diversity at the college, where today the expanded center has dedicated staff and programs like mentoring and career development. Pittman says students who feel connected and thrive are more likely to graduate.
I think cultural centers and faculty diversity are all factors that contribute to student persistence and student success.
At Johns Hopkins University here in Baltimore, less than 6% of undergrads are Black in this majority African-American city. Milena Berhana, a freshman representative of the Black Student Union, says the existing Office of Multicultural Affairs is a lifeline, but it's tucked away off the main campus.
I think having that space here would just show that Black students and minorities in general are just all as important as everyone else.
Students plan to discuss moving the office, among other demands, with the university president next week. Last week, Princeton University said it would set aside rooms for cultural affinity groups and housing for students interested in Black culture. Patricia Fernandez-Kelly is a senior sociology lecturer at Princeton and an advocate for diversity on campus. She worries that students seeking a safe space will self-segregate.
I think that does create very insular situations in which people are not interacting with a diverse population, which is what all of us have been fighting for such a long time.
But advocates of campus cultural centers say they're often the most inclusive organizations on campus. Vassar's Edward Pittman says when students of color feel supported, they're better able to navigate the dorms, dining halls, and classrooms where they spend most of their time. He says the ultimate goal is for every place on campus to feel as welcoming. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.